Tonight, I'm going to share on some basic thing, but powerful truth when you know this. Sometimes, in our walk with God, if we don't do a checkup inventory and check up on some things, sometimes we'll let some things slip. Amen. 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 Anyway, lights, if nobody else will say it, amen. Amen. But what I want to talk about tonight, and if you open your Bible to Mark 11, 23, and Mark 11, 23. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, and I want to pick up at the 23rd verse, and I'll be going back and forth, I think. Well, I'm just going to follow what the Spirit of God says. That's what I'm going to do tonight. But let me get to my notes. But what I want to talk about from this is a text that I'll begin with, but what I want to talk about, doubt and unbelief are the enemy to your faith. I'm going to say it again. Doubt and unbelief. And I could add another one, but I want to talk about doubt versus faith. Doubt and unbelief is one of the greatest enemies that most believers don't realize they have. And I want to talk about some things about faith and how to get it, release it, how to stand, how to hold your ground, how to not give up in crucial testing, trying time, because in the midst of it, God will never change. God never change. He never will change. And there's things you should do to make sure that you are standing and on the word. And then I don't know how far I get, but I think the problem with most people, first of all, they don't know how to. They haven't pressed in to know how to get faith and then how to take it and stand on it. You cannot just take a casual look at the Word of God. It is your life. It got to be first, foremost, number one. It must be final authority in every situation, whatever's going on, because a lot of stuff can show up. But the Word of God have to be final authority. You have to settle in your heart, know that. Settle it in your heart. Whatever shows up, before it showed up, God is. Amen. And that everything that would show up is God have, through Jesus, God has already conquered it. It's already been defeated. What you need to know, you need to work and operate from a standpoint of it is already done on God's part. Did you hear what I said? And now, Lord, teach me how to receive it done in my life. Did you hear what I said? Right. Holy Spirit, help me to receive that. Because, see, I said it Sunday, and I'm going to say it again. I hope we can get the scripture on the screen when I give them out. I said it's Sunday. We are in a kingdom where there is nothing missing. I mean nothing. If it has to do with life, did you hear what I'm saying? It has to do with whatever that has to do with life to make you whole, to make you complete, to cause you to win, cause you to excel, to cause you to continue. There is nothing missing. Nothing. Nothing broken. There's nothing broken. It is nothing out of place. Nothing that would contaminate or fail or fold up. It is solid. It is absolute. It cannot be changed. It has been settled. And there's nothing nobody, especially from the world of darkness, can do anything about it. He can't change it. It's settled. But what we have to do is work on this doubt and unbelief that always challenging us by saying, what if? There's no if to it. God said it, that settles it. Hallelujah. We have come to a place where we need to start taking some territory. We need to take and occupy. Amen. Amen. Because we have received a lot of stuff, and some people said it, and some said it out of good, honest heart, but unlearned, ignorant stuff. And some things are true, and things are true in the natural, but you got to figure in the super over the natural. Did you hear what I said? Amen. And so Jesus said, and if we can put up Mark 11:23, let's get Mark 11:23 first. And Jesus said in Mark 11:23, he said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, let me back up and get 22. It's just hard to leave 22 out. He said, Jesus answered, this is a result when Jesus was coming into the city, and he went to the fig tree and he saw it from a distance, and he got to it, wasn't nothing only but leave. He cursed the fig tree, just get through all this. He cursed the fig tree, and then it went on the way out. And they came back the next day, and Peter noticed that, you know, when he said to that fig tree, no man eat fruit from you hereafter, the disciple didn't pay any attention. But when they came back the next day, they noticed that this tree had withered up. And Peter said, hey, master, a tree you cursed is withered up. It died the moment he said. Then Jesus said, do what? Have faith in God. And I believe the Greek says it like this, have the faith of God.